This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Kathmandu Valley witnesses separate demonstrations held by Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Confederation of Nepalese Teachers. Seven apprehended Rashtriya Prajatantra Party leaders, including Party Chair Rajendra Lingden, were released. National Planning Commission estimates 21 trillion rupees needed to achieve sustainable development goals in Nepal. Himalayan Dialogue to be held in preparation for Sagarmatha Sambad, a multi-stakeholder forum for climate discussion. And Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia increasing attacks as Moscow claims Ukraine broke Easter truce. Now the news in detail. The Kathmandu Valley today witnessed several demonstrations held by the Confederation of Nepalese Teachers and the others by Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, RPP. The vehicular movement in the valley was affected due to the traffic congestion caused by the demonstrations. The protests primarily affected office goers who faced significant challenges in reaching their workplaces due to the diversions in traffic routes. Both protests centered on Maithigar to New Banesar areas, leading to alterations in traffic flow. These changes in the traffic routes caused major congestion on the diverted roads, creating severe inconvenience for commuters as well. The vehicle movement was restricted around Maithigar, Babarmahal and the New Banesar area, following the RPP's announcement to focus its protests near the Bijli Bazar Bridge, a prohibited area. The teachers from across the country have been gathering in the capital for the past 19 days to participate in the ongoing demonstrations. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party chairperson Rajendra Lingden and other leaders Buddhiman Thamang and Chief Whip Ganendra Bahadur Sai, among others, were arrested today. Nepal Police spokesperson Dinesh Kumar Acharya said three leaders were apprehended while demonstrating in the prohibited area. They were released today itself. Two people were killed while 14 others were injured in a microbus scooter collision at Kalimati of Bhanu Municipality 10 on the Dumre-Besisahar Road today. According to the District Police Office's Deputy Superintendent of Police, Ashok Thapa, one male and one female died in the accident. It is said that the female was travelling on the scooter and the man was a passenger of the microbus. The National Planning Commission has said that the investment of 21.165 trillion rupees is required for the country to implement the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. Unveiling its report, Sustainable Development Goals, Needs Identification, Cost Estimation and Fiscal Strategy 2081 Bikram Sambat in Kathmandu today, the National Planning Commission said on average 3.023 billion rupees is required annually from 2024 to 2030 to implement the global goals for development. Of the total estimated cost, the highest portion is needed for the implementation of the Goal 9, which is about the industry, innovations and infrastructure development. Launching the report, National Planning Commission Vice Chair Professor Dr. Sivaraj Adhikari said that they were trying to identify needs to achieve the goals and the resources needed to meet them. The Himalayan Dialogue is being organized as a preparation for the Sagarmatha Sambad to be hosted by Nepal government from the 16th to the 18th of May. The issues of children and marginalized groups of the Karnali will be raised in the Himalayan Dialogue, to be held at Kalanga of Jumla on the 22nd and 23rd of April. In the coordination with the Sagarmatha Sambad Secretariat, the Himalayan Dialogue is being organized in collaboration with the development partners, including Save the Children, Youth Alliance for Environment, and Karnali Integrated Rural Development and Research Center. The dialogue will provide a platform for marginalized children, youth, and mountain communities to share their experiences, express their special needs, and advocate for child-sensitive climate solutions. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today met with participants of the two Nepal-based reality shows Mero Dance Universe and Mero Voice Universe Season 2. On the occasion, Prime Minister applauded the talents of 23 participants from various countries. The participants of Nepali origin were selected for the two events through auditions. The Prime Minister on the occasion said that there will be the contributions of participants in making the Nepali art, literature, culture and dance further lively. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajilocha, ekasa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. CPN Mao Center chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that there is no bar for the former president or vice president to come back to politics. Talking to the media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, the CPN Mao Center chairperson said that the constitutional laws and international tradition also did not stop the former president and vice president from returning to politics. Leader Dahal also said a meeting between Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba and himself on Saturday focused on concluding the remaining peace process. Sher Dahal clarified that there was no difference of opinion among the three political parties for strengthening the Federal Democratic Republic. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ZPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russia and Ukraine have been accusing each other of breaking a 30-hour Easter truce. The BBC cited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as saying that Russian sailing and drone activity increased this morning. He said between midnight and midday, 26 Russian assault operations took place. Meanwhile, according to state media sources, Russia's defense ministry is claiming Ukraine launched drone attacks hundreds of times, resulting in the civilian casualties. In a surprise announcement on Saturday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said there would be an end to all hostilities from 16 BST on Saturday until 22 BST on Sunday. The Easter truce comes after US President Donald Trump threatened to take a pause on brokering further Russia-Ukraine peace talks. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance will embark on a four-day official visit to India on Monday as the two countries seek to unlock economic opportunities and negotiate a bilateral trade deal. According to the AP News agency, Vance will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi for talks on the economy, trade and geopolitical ties. Vance's visit is seen as an important diplomatic mission by President Donald Trump's administration, and it coincides with the rapidly intensifying trade war between Washington and Beijing, which is New Delhi's main rival in the region. The U.S. is also India's largest trading partner with bilateral trade valued at $190 billion until recently. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hill regions of Gandaki and Karnali province. The weather will be mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and at one or two places of the high hilly regions of Gandaki and Karnali provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Kathmandu Valley witnesses separate demonstrations held by Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Confederation of Nepalese Teachers. Seven apprehended Rashtriya Prajatantra Party leaders, including Party Chair Rajendra Lingden, released. National Planning Commission estimates 21 trillion rupees needed to achieve sustainable development goals in Nepal. Himalayan Dialogue to be held in preparation for Sagarmatha Sambat, a multi-stakeholder forum for climate discussion. And Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia is increasing attacks as Moscow claims Ukraine broke Easter truce. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website, www.radionepalonline.com, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.